One thing that T-Mobile loves to do is to make their website so impossible to navigate through, so complicated. It freezes. It doesn't matter what browser or computer you use or your phone. It's just almost impossible to navigate through that website. And you mean to tell me that a multi-billion dollar company is not able to get some good designers to design them a website that people can actually understand? So this is done in order to defraud people, in order to lie to people, in order to hide fees, in order to hide information. Why else would they make their statements so complicated to read? Why, if you only have a phone, let's say, why not have one page with your rate and maybe the taxes there and whatever else you're paying, and that's it? You need like one or two pages. You don't need 10 pages of information in order to pay your phone bill. I mean, it needs to be simpler, and they know this. I mean, they have market people, they have all sorts of research people that understand that people don't understand their bill. It's always been like that. T-Mobile has never had a simple bill, and this is done on purpose. This is no mistake. And the reason that it's so difficult to read as well is because so many fake fees are there, fake taxes, all these bogus things that they add to the bill, that if you were able to see that in one page, you'll definitely have a heart attack. But the fact that it's hidden somewhere, they use language that they try to make it sound like they're official taxes or official fees or things that you have no way of getting out of. The reason they do that is because that language allows people to believe it. And a lot of people believe that all of T-Mobile taxes are real. They're not. They're not. You, if you care and if you're pissed off like I am, then you will do your research and see that a lot of these fees are not fees that you agreed to pay. They're not government fees. And a lot of them are just straight profit for T-Mobile. And who hurts from this? You know, the veteran out there without a job, trying to keep his phone bill paid so that maybe he'll get a job interview call. Is that who really benefits from this? Because obviously not. The senior citizen that can barely work the phone, let alone read that statement. Is that who benefits? No, they're hurt. They're hurt by this. Young people, no one reads their bill. They feel that they have a certain trust that the company will charge them what they should charge them. And what happens if you don't pay this bill? Well, they'll disconnect your phone, then you get more fees. And then if you try to argue any of these statements or any of these fake taxes, you're going to get routed to a call center over in the Philippines or India. And I'm not making this up. Call them up. And there, a lot of them don't speak the language. And it's unfortunate because, you know, these are people, hardworking people, probably trying to just work, but they're not understanding the language that well. So what happens is you end up arguing with someone that doesn't understand your point. And on top of that, they have a script. They don't leave that script. So when you try to argue about regulatory taxes that shouldn't be there, they have no idea what you're talking about. So, and you think that T-Mobile doesn't know this? You think that they need to go all the way to the Philippines in order to provide customer service to their customers in the United States? No, they know. They know you're going to get frustrated of waiting 3 hours and try to talk to somebody. I'm exaggerating about the 3 hours, but I'm not that far off either. Then when you get someone on the line, they don't understand you. So you just wasted your time and being on hold or whatever, a callback or whatever it is. So it's really unfortunate that an American company that makes money with American dollars is able to rip off the same people that is keeping it alive. Because the people, we are paying T-Mobile. We are keeping them alive. And the fact that they're able to get away with this and lie to our face, it's just horrifying. Make sure that you stay tuned. Follow me. I have more information about T-Mobile. I'm really, really fed up with them, and I hope you are too.